شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الأطيبين الأنجبين، بهم نتولى ومن أعدائهم نتبرأ إلى الله. Lesson 3: محرمات in the إحرام. Things that are haram in إحرام. It does not matter as to whether the إحرام is for Hajj or Umrah. May it be wajib or mustahab. The moment Talbiyah is said, 24 things become unlawful, that is haram on the Muhrim. Muhrim has to observe them and must not commit them. Some of these harams are common between men and women, some just for men, and a few others just for women. It may well be so that some of the muharramat may never come across us, but there are few that we definitely come across. So we have to be very careful, wearing and smelling perfumes, fragrances of any form, eating food, having good fragrance like saffron is not allowed. But fruit having good smell like apples, apricots and oranges are allowed. But do not smell them. Furthermore, it is haram to cover your nose should you come across bad odors. But one can quickly pass away. So Hajis are reminded to bring with them odorless soaps and shampoos. We must not place our ihrams in places where perfumes and fragrances are kept. In such case, we will not be able to wear that ihram. 2. Looking in the mirror. A driver can look in the viewing mirrors to look behind him, but not at himself. Looking at oneself, lauding and praising oneself, it's not permitted. 3. Wearing rings to adorn is not allowed, but wearing it because of it being mustahab, that is recommended, it's permitted. 4. Applying oils, creams to the body, and if these lotions, creams or oils are fragrance, the Haji has committed 2 sins. 5. Applying kohl, mascaras, eyeliners, etc., even if it was not to adorn, is haram. 6. Removing hair from the body, clipping, shaving or plucking. 7. Clipping nails. These are among the most halal and permitted acts that become unlawful for a duration of time. This is because one is presenting himself before God and it should be without any type of attachment. His presentation has to be simple and sincere. Beautification, adorning oneself, although halal, it's not permitted when a person is in ihram. 8. Removing tooth or teeth, even if it does not bleed. 9. Making one's body bleed. Only the bleeding of the gums while brushing your teeth is allowed. The body too is sacred. The mouth, as it is the means of remembrance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, brushing and cleaning the teeth is permitted. Ihram means regarding and caring for everyone and everything. Things which you could not see as you were focused to yourself, its sanctity be observed now in ihram. 10. Killing worms and insects living on the human body like lice, mosquitoes, etc. A muhrim cannot even drop them, but he can remove them from his body without hurting them. Here one may object as to why is it as such. But a true believer ponders and thinks as to how important this mosquito is, food for other creatures and also maintains hygiene in the atmosphere. A mosquito prevents many diseases from spreading around. The blood in his body dissolves and all germs and microbes are prevented from spreading. We must know that insects play an important role in our lives. As said by Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam, the best of foods is honey and the best of clothing is silk made from the saliva of insects. 11 fusuq, meaning to swear, to show pride, to lie, which is haram at all times, and in the ihram, it is particularly haram. Even instructing and commanding, showing some sort of pride and high authority is not permitted. But from friends, if you request water from them, it is permitted. 12. Jidal. And that is swearing to the Almighty. May that be true or false. But a false swearing is always haram. 13. Removing plants and trees growing in the haram, even if you are not in ihram. 14. Carrying arms. 15. Hunting animals. Carrying arms and hunting may not be applicable to us today. 16. Any kind of marital relationship, touching, looking, reciting the nikah, conducting marriage, has to be abstained. It seems to become divine and heavenly. Everything that resembles and has attachments to this world has to be aborted and distanced. The atonement of committing this kind of sin is the maximum atonement, that is, a camel, and in certain cases would result in Hajj or Umrah being void and batil. All these were the muharramat, the harams, the sins common between the two genders. There are two specifically for women. 17. Covering their faces, the area of the face which is left uncovered during wuzu has to be left open in ihram. The reason behind this is mentioned as such, that their face changes, their skin cracks and burns in the sun, as is the case with men's head. 18. Wearing jewelry, with the intention of adorning, beautification, zenith. Yes, women can wear all that they usually used to wear, and she cannot show this jewelry to any man, may that be her own husband or even her own brother. Things that are haram specifically for men. 19. Wearing stitched clothes. Men in ihram have to wear two unstitched pieces of clothing. One is called izar, worn in the lower half of their body, and the other is rida, which covers his top half. 20. Wearing footwear that totally covers the top of his feet, like socks, shoes, boots, etc. 21. Covering the head with anything, like a cap, hat, or even a handkerchief, a piece of cloth. Pay attention, for the body and feet it is wearing, and for the head it is covering. So if a blanket was on his feet, or his ihram, or his own ihram covered his feet, it does not matter. But covering the head with a towel, for example, even for a second, is haram. Here be careful. If you have a shower, do not dry your head with a towel or any cloth. 22. Shade. Above your head, like an umbrella or the roof of the vehicle you are in. This is specifically for men in ihram traveling during the day. Example, traveling from Miqat to Mecca or from Mash'ar to Mina. But in your homes and hotels, you are permitted to be under the roof like being in the tents.
If unknowing, we commit one of the muharramat, what happens?
Yes, if it was a mistake or you were forgetful, you have not committed a sin. Nor is there any kafara on you to pay. Kafara is the penalty. It is only in hunting that you have to pay the kafara in any case. One more important point to note is that all of these do not have a kafara. Some of them just istighfar will be sufficient. That is to say, astaghfirullah rabbi wa atubu ilayh a few times, repenting and asking the Almighty Allah to forgive. Most of them have kafara, and their kafara penalty is different. from a handful of dates in certain cases to sheep, cows and camels. And in some cases, committing muharramat knowingly will invalidate the Hajj or the Umrah. وَسُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ
شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك.